Change is the only constant in the world. Did you just cringe? Did your heart just jump a bit out of your chest? As people, we tend to want to deny change. We wince at it. We deny that change is constantly happening. We push change aside. Why? Hello, beautiful human. I can't believe I'm saying this, but welcome to the Sweet Madness Podcast. This is where we talk about everything sweet and everything mad and everything in between. What is sweet madness, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Sweet madness is a term I use to describe this crazy, kooky, beautiful thing called life. We all navigate it differently, but as crazy as our individual lives can be, there is no doubt that we all experience ups and downs and melancholy and busy schedules and time periods where we have absolutely nothing going on at all. At the end of the day, one thing is for sure. It can be sweet, or it can be mad, or both, or everything at the same time. It's overwhelming. How many times have you had a day where you felt happy one moment and then bam, something happens that changes the course of your day? Just the other day, I was having a real tough time at work. I was exhausted. I was sluggish. I wasn't in a great place emotionally. And what did my boss do? Well, on her way back from her errand, she brought me a chocolate bar. Yes, chocolate makes everything feel better. And that little gesture of thinking of me and bringing me chocolate changed my mood for the next how many hours were left until something else changed. Things changed constantly. One minute we're happy, one minute we're sad, one minute we're frustrated, one minute blah, 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 blah. It's all crazy. Here's the thing about life, and I just said this. I said something very important in that blah, 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 blah of life. Life is constantly changing. If you've subscribed to my newsletter, and if you haven't, I dropped a link in the description so you can. Also, if you have read some of my blogs, you've probably heard me mention this multiple times. Change is the only constant in the world. Did you just cringe? Did your heart just jump a bit out of your chest? As people, we tend to want to deny change. We wince at it. We deny that change is constantly happening. We push change aside. Why? Well, it's simple. We're afraid of it. We are afraid of the unknown. What if change doesn't work out for us? What if we end up in a spot worse off than we are now? We want to feel safe, secure, familiar with every aspect of our lives. We want to know what's coming. Yes, change can be maddening. I'm going to be honest with you, though. This whole fear of change thinking is a constricted mindset. It holds us back. It keeps us stuck. It stunts our growth. If we never take chances or risks, then we'll never know who we can become, what we can accomplish, what we can learn, and dreams of ours that have been living in our hearts will be stuck, never seeing the light of day. That is a sad thought. Life is full of sweet moments that push us to see the light and comfort in the world. These are the moments I concentrate on. If I never took the chance to audition for my first show in 7th grade, my life would be completely different. My whole life revolves around theater. I am now a choreographer, director, producer, and run a theater company in New York. It's because of that one chance that the whole course of my life snowballed into something greater than I could have ever imagined. I self-published my first book. I just did it. It was a dream I had in my heart that was gnawing at me. I didn't do it for the money. I didn't do it for recognition. I did it because I needed to do it for me. I needed to do it for myself. If I never took the time to educate myself on different paths of publication and how to format and edit, my book would have never come to life. I would have been frustrated with myself for not doing it, resented myself, and I would be left unfulfilled. Trains, New York, and the love or lack thereof that goes along with them, I know, it's a long, quirky title. Hey, I'm a quirky person. Trains, New York, and Love was the first step to changing another aspect of my life. Since then, I've been featured in anthologies, self-published my second poetry book, Thoughts While Singing, my chapbook, A Grayscale Love Affair, and got my first children's book, Bella the Bucktooth Ballerina, published by Red Penguin Books. The point is, you can do whatever your heart desires. Don't let the fear of change challenge your belief in yourself. If there's a dream inside you, that means you've already envisioned the possible future on the other side. Take the plunge. Success and fulfillment are waiting for you. Now, the thing I want you to understand is that this didn't come without its mad moments. There were times when I wanted to throw my computer across the room, times when it took me longer than I would like to learn a new concept or a new skill, times when imposter syndrome kicked in. The what if questions would creep in there. What if I'm not good enough? What if it comes out all wrong? What if, what if, what if? What did I do? I took a breath and reset. The anxiety and overwhelm went away. Then another question popped into my head. Why? Why am I doing this? It was simple. I wanted to fulfill my dream and make others out there feel seen, heard, and comforted. The simple question, why, grounded me back to my purpose. It grounded me back to myself. But all the while, I kept the term sweet madness bouncing around in my head. We like to think of the world, things, and concepts in terms of black and white. But as I've come to realize from working with actors, creatives, companies, and boards, everything is a tint of gray. Stories have layers and shades to them. People have layers and shades to them. Not one thing in this world is either black or white. There are circumstances and contexts. It's a beautiful mess of black and white, forming different tints of gray everywhere we look. So the next time you've had a bad day, look for the sweet moments. The next time you're having a fantastic day, keep that momentum going and try not to let the mad moments get you down. Emotions pass. You can be happy and frustrated at the same time. You can be scared and confident. You can be successful and exhausted. You are allowed to be multiple things at once. You are a beautiful mess. I am a beautiful mess. We're all beautiful messes here in the beautiful mess of life. I've said beautiful mess like 5 million times. At least it felt like it. Anyway, I believe you can do anything you set your mind and heart to. And if you don't think you're worth those big dreams, you're wrong. You are. You're so worth it. You have someone right here who thinks so. And if you need some weekly encouragement, subscribe to my newsletter. I show up every Friday in your mailbox with new topics and stories that inspire me to inspire you to feel seen, heard, and loved. Plus, I write all of my new subscribers a personalized poem. It can be about whatever you like. If you would like something more connected to you emotionally, don't worry. Your story is safe with me. It's my mission to be a hand for you to hold, just like so many people have been a hand for me. I've dropped the link to subscribe in the episode description. You are worth all of the sweet madness this world has to offer. And remember, sweet things are always happening in the madness. Till next time. Signing off, Amanda Montoni.